Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, November 12th, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours live today. Bev Harris will pop in for about 30 minutes at the start of the broadcast. In the second hour, she will pop in to break down amazing news. In fact, this story by Michael Schneider of the American Dream blog. And it breaks down the numbers. Election fraud. Obama won more than 99% of the vote in more than 100 Ohio precincts. And we see similar numbers like this all over. It's not that I'm even saying Romney's a good guy. People say, well, we heard the calls Friday. People said, are you a racist? And I said, no. And they said, but you don't like Obama. And the public is dumbed down to that level. Or not even dumbed down. It's like childlike minds. It's kind of like Native Americans selling Manhattan for a box of glass beads. Well, they didn't even have a concept of selling something or of a deed. So, it's the same thing. How do you communicate with people who cannot grasp even low-level concepts? Very, very simple concepts. How do you deal with a population in a zombie-like state? Who wants to be in a zombie-like state, who wants to be in a lethargic state, who wants to not know what's going on around them, and who just wants to shuffle through life like they never even existed. Thank God I'm not one of those people. That's all I can say. Thank my Heavenly Father above that I was given some spark of energy and humanity. But it's the additives in the food, it's the entertainment, it's the entire culture is just falling apart. But I will open the phones up again. I should have done this a long time ago. We open them up for everybody, but the Obama supporters rarely are able to get through. But today we're going to open the phones up again in the first hour when we come back from break for Obama supporters to call in, and they're not being sarcastic and say, you're a racist. And everybody can hear where this is going. Identity politics, pure and simple. And people not able to grasp the fact that we know Romney was a globalist as well, that Obama was funded by the same people as Romney. Either way, they would win. But that the system was rigged so that Obama could come in because they think he can push their agenda better and get people to cheerlead war as peace. We're seeing 1984 come true. So they will cheer selling out their birthright and their future for literal subsistence level government payouts. So this is the type of information that we are going to be breaking down here today. Paul Watson also is going to be popping in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast to talk about incredible new TSA developments. But here's Paul Watson's latest article at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Drivers questioned on guns at federal checkpoint. And this is all part of the conditioning. When they roll something new out like this, it's all done to sound reasonable, to set the precedent, and then Katie bar the door. Hey, we're just going to have some federal screeners checking bags for bombs after 9/11. That sounds reasonable. We're just going to have you take your shoes off and your belt off. We're just going to take you over here and question you. We're just going to ask you some questions. We're just going to touch your body. We're just going to touch you on the outside of your pants. We're just going to put you in this body scanner. We're just going to put our hands inside your pants. We're just going to take you to this private room. We're just going to set up checkpoints on the highways and have TSA there and search you along with federal troops. This is how they do it. Also, you got people in New Jersey and New York living in FEMA camps, 12 days without power, huddling in the cold, freezing, in prison-like control. The media is not allowed in. You've got men with machine guns there. You can see the model of the collapsing United States. And we've got the big General Petraeus resignation and all of that coming up. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are engaged here in a desperate attempt to shake humanity out of its deepening coma. We are engaged here today on this Monday, 12th of November, 2012 transmission, trying to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And we've got an incredibly important broadcast today lined up for you on so many fronts, but I want to just give listeners the good news here, because most of you are not prominent or are not public figures. You really don't have a very good way to gauge how big the awakening is, but I can go anywhere in the world, Europe, Latin America, you name it, and walk down the street and have every 10th person stop and shake my hand. And this weekend, I took my wife and children to the Texas Renaissance Festival that I hadn't been to since I was a child. It was a lot of fun because it wasn't a big establishment Disney World thing with checkpoints. And there wasn't any TSA, and there were thousands of people walking around with real swords and daggers everywhere. And the cops were nice. And then we also then went down to Houston yesterday and went to the aquarium down there. And I shot some footage of all this. We'll be premiering on the nightly news and the radio show this week as well. But the point is, I got mobbed if I started talking. People really recognized my voice. And I'd start talking to one person, and then another person would hear me talk. And then pretty soon I'd have five or six people forming around me, and I'd say bye-bye and, you know, get out of there and walk. Because if I kept talking, it would end up being a crowd gathering around me. Every shop I went in, every shop, whether it was a coffee shop or a place where I bought some replica tomahawks, it didn't matter. And here were all these small vendors, small manufacturers. And it was really a free market situation with the great jugglers and people jousting and a guy that was lighting his whips on fire and doing these night shows and fireworks. I mean, it was Americana, and I had a great time. But the good news here is that every time I go out in public now, more and more and more people come up to me. And again, I could be sitting there at a table outside under the trees in the dark, because we stayed until nighttime, talking, and people would just be walking by and stopping. And I mean, a lot of people came up to me. And so there's a gauge of how many people are starting to wake up. Just to give you an idea, that's just a snapshot. And it's, again, not Alex Jones up here, yours truly, if you're just tuning in for the first time, saying, ooh, aren't I a big shot? No. It's kind of creepy in a way to know the globalists are fully aware of what I'm doing. And I was driving through Houston on our way out yesterday, and Richard Reeves was with us. And I looked over, and Richard said, look at that. It's the George Herbert Walker Bush Memorial, or monument is what they call it. And I pulled over there and shot some video of that and filed a report that's up at Infowars.com. A headline, Alex Jones visits a temple of evil. And people say, well, why are you calling it a temple? Well, it's set up with temple guardians. It's set up in a Romanesque temple god format. For those that don't understand, who are profane, as the New World Order crowd would call you, you know, this is a guy into the occult. This is a Skull and Bones, Illuminati chapter 322 guy. But I was just creeped out to sit there and look at this big 12-foot bronze statue and realize that a lot of people think that guy's a good guy and is going to save them. Just like a lot of people think Obama is a good guy and is going to save them when they're just globalist front men. And that there were some Republicans there, four or five people, and a couple of them knew who I was, but the others were thinking I was a bad person for talking bad about George W. Bush or George Herbert Walker Bush. I must have been an evil Democrat. Just like when Democrats tune in and I'm criticizing Obama, they automatically think I must be a mainline Republican. And it just shows the incredible shallowness of people. And that's been learned. That's been hammered into them. So before I get into the off-the-chart economic news, election fraud news now completely emerging, before I get into a FEMA camp that's a nightmare situation, Camp Sandy, before I get into the latest on Petraeus and the calls for him to testify and that whole resignation, if you really believe it's over that female honeypot they set him up with, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. Before I get into federal checkpoints on highways, asking about your firearms, before I get to all of that today, I wanted to give the number out again, and I know a lot of people are upset by this. We're getting hundreds of calls at the office, literally, emails, text messages, stuff pouring in, comments on Infowars.com and PrisonOne.com saying, let us on. Let us respond to the Obamanoids. Obama, Obama, he give me food. He gonna do more. Obama, Obama, Obama. I don't want people calling in claiming they're an Obama supporter and being sarcastic. We clearly had some of those yesterday, or not yesterday, last Friday, last live show I did. Had a great rebroadcast with some premier special reports yesterday on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 Central. And you will get your chance to be on as constitutionalists, libertarians, or people that agree or disagree, whatever your political ilk, when we just have open phones. But I think it's more important a few days a week to give collectivists and to give Obama supporters, because even after Aaron Dykes took over Friday in the third hour to air some special reports, he took some calls, and I would have to run back in as he took the calls. People were going, I just want to know, is Alex Jones a racist? I think he's probably a racist. And so the whole world now is about, if you don't like big government, if you don't like government health care, if you don't like turning your guns in, if you don't like the CPS taking people's kids without due process, if you know their pedophile ring run, if you don't like the pedophile training that the TSA is doing, the slave training, if you realize we're going into classical tyranny, you see what Chris Matthews says, oh, you don't like big government? You must be a racist. Oh, you're against gun control? I had the Austin American Statesman call me once and say, it was back in 1998, famous video online, or 99, when we caught bribery going on down at the Texas Capitol. And they called me and they said, are you racist? And I said, let me call you back at your number at the Statesman. I said, I don't believe this is really a Statesman person calling my home. And he said, I assure you, Mr. Jones, I am. And he wasn't a black guy. It had been black guys I caught being paid off. The Texas Ethics Commission did say it was illegal what went on. It was actually the liberals marching black guys up to say, look, we're scary black guys. You know, we used to be gangbangers. You want to ban guns, basically, or we'll get guns. And they were using them to sell a stereotype to restrict the Second Amendment. That's how they got the first gun laws in this country passed at the end of the Civil War, when blacks were gaining their freedom. Or at least a higher level of it. Need a new earpiece during the break. I'm just going to give you guys a heads up so we don't go through a whole deal. This one's shattered. Keeps coming out my ear. Getting back to what I was saying. And so I called the Statesman back, the local paper, and the guy said, okay, you ready to do the interview now? And he says, so, are you a racist? And I went, well, no, I'm not. I caught these guys being paid off after their testimony. The Texas Ethics Commission of the legislature, the Ethics Committee's investigating. And the guy said, well, I just want to know if you're racist. Would you have put these guys on TV if they would have been white? And I said, well, of course I would have. I would have put anybody on television with this happening. I put it on my local cable show here in Austin at the time. And they still went with that in the newspaper, changing the subject, because it's not that they're actually trying to stop racism. That's their stock and trade. That's what they deal in. And that wasn't, a black guy that was calling me. It was a Hispanic reporter. I forget the exact headline of the article or the guy's full name, but I remember it was the cover of the Metro and State, about payments at Capitol. Start investigation, I think was the headline. But then the article itself kicked off with saying, we asked Alex Jones if he would have put these guys in there if they would have been white. And they do that to just get you off balance. But with the dumbed down masses, it really works. I mean, you've heard the callers. I had a guy calling in, a white guy promoting socialism. I know that because the guy's called many times and talks about how he's a white guy and a socialist and everything else. And I said, look, I don't believe socialism really works. It destroys societies. And he said, oh, that's a nice John Birch Society point. And it's not that saying I'm John Birch Society hurts me. It's that that's what Chris Matthews says. It's like they only say four or five things. Conspiracy theorist, racist, old white guys. I saw the cover of the Time magazine, or is it Newsweek that's coming out, where it shows Obama conquering, and it says the end of white guys. And that's the talking point. Hey, we're going to take your future. We're going to take your jobs. We're going to put you on welfare. But women and, quote, minorities, who are the majority together, it's your time now. The government, you're teamed up with the government. We're going to get the white guys. And then that makes white guys automatically go into a gang mentality against all the other groups. And so the system knows exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're engaging in, and it's basically the same way you control a prison. They've known for a long time you put different ethnic groups in a prison, put them in their own areas, and they'll fight with each other instead of the jail guards. And then you'll have a leader over the white supremacists, the black groups, the Hispanic groups. And then that also forms the new culture once they hit the streets. So it's institutional tribalism, divide and conquer is what it really is. The system calls it racism. But then the government picking economic winners, giving giant government contracts to select groups, globalist corporations, that's not even discussed, because down here on the ground, the masses are all fighting over religion and race and creed and things like that. Go to the Newsweek cover. It's a David Frum article, a guy that attacks me routinely. It says, GOP, you're old, you're white, your history, the Obama conquest. And it shows him as Napoleon conquering the United States with a sword. He comes with a sword. That's right. And as soon as they can get our guns, folks, their dream is to dominate us. Their dream is to take over our lives. Their dream is to destroy the family and everybody in this country and reduce us down to absolute slaves. Can you imagine if Romney would have won and there would have been a headline about you're black, you're brown, your history? And again, it's not that they're actually going to have all the, quote, minorities that are really the majority come get anybody. If you looked at a G20 or Bilderberg or globalist meeting, it's all about 99% old white people. It's that this is how you divide and conquer. And whites are told you're bad, you're scum. Any culture you've got, get rid of it. I mean, that's openly taught in all the universities. That's on record. Everybody else is taught you're inherently bad if you're white. And whites go, well, I'm inherently bad. And it's meant to get rid of everybody's culture, though, and just integrate everything in to a giant, plastic, artificial culture. So I want to hear from the Obama people. I mean, I was wondering why Thursday and Friday I was getting these calls going, you're a racist, and people laughing, saying the age of the white man is over. Really, I thought it was, white people, Christians, who started the abolitionist movement. I mean, there's good white people, there's bad white people, there's good black people, there's bad black people. I thought it was all about the character of our deeds. I thought feminism was going to empower women, but now they're sexual objects and totally broken down and atomized and statistically more unhappy than they've ever been, and their kids have been taken over by the state. You see, what was done in the black community now is going to be done in every community. And so that's why the black community is held up as the ultimate goal. The ultimate in everything stylish and good. Because it's not a black culture. It's a New World Order, gangster, pirate culture meant to destroy us. And it's working quite nicely. You go look at kids in small towns or big cities who, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. They're following this gangster culture. And the degeneration is going quite nicely. And then those of us, whether we be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, who love God, who love justice, we're the bad guys. in the Homeland Security reports. It's the returning veterans, the gun owners, the libertarians, the constitutionalists, the anti-New World Order people. It actually says that in the federal manuals. You can pull them up. We're the ones that know the score. It's like Friday. I'm saying we've got to stop these mega banks from taking over. We've got to come together, and we've got to realize we've been conquered by foreign offshore banks. And you've got the Republicans, you've got the Democrats, you've got Jack Hunter at Campaign for Liberty writing articles saying no more conspiracy, no more about megabanks taking us over, no more about CFR or Trilateral Commission or New World Order. But I mean, now it's here. They're announcing the New World Order. Oh, but I'm even worse now for being right. I mean, how could I be worse? I'm talking about the New World Order, the foreign banks that brag they've conquered us. I'm showing news articles where they brag about it. But that's in the financial papers. So all the business people know, hey, you've been conquered. You're not supposed to tell the general public that. They're not supposed to be told they've been conquered. They're still being told, give your rights up or Al-Qaeda will get you. Meanwhile, the government publicly runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. And Ron Paul talked about that on Friday with us. So the good news is you're not going to stop this message from getting out. The bad news is the public, a large portion of it, is so dumbed down, they would do anything they're told by the government. If they told them, run, jump off that cliff or you're racist, there's a lot of people that would run, jump off the cliff. And it's just totally dumbed down to the level of beyond mindless. And we're going to open the phones up for you, the Obama supporter. 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231, just for Obama supporters. Very important that everybody be able to hear these folks. And again, I can show everybody the lovely cover of Newsweek where it says, hey, if you're white, you're history. There you go. Obama's conquest, racial identity. It was 50 million on food stamps. Now they say that's exploding. This is the conquest, the domestication of America and the divide and conquer. See, multiculturalism was never about ending old crimes and old divisions. It was about bringing in super divisions. 800-259-9231. And we'll also get into drivers questioned on guns at federal checkpoints inside the United States. Their cars are searched without warrants. We're going to get into what's really happening behind the Petraeus situation. Could this be Obama's Watergate? And we're going to get into election fraud that is absolutely documented straight ahead. Stay with us. This and a lot more today. All right, I see that we have some Obama supporters rolling in. Undoubtedly, they love the cover of Newsweek saying, if you're white, you're history. The Obama conquest with a sword. And they want our guns, ladies and gentlemen. That's why when I say I want our Second Amendment, you've heard the callers call in and say that's because you're a scared white man. Well, I'm actually an empowered human being that understands that slaves are disarmed. And when black folks working with white folks demanded and fought for their liberty back in the 1860s and received it, at least in name, the first gun laws that were passed were so that black people couldn't own guns. So I guess they were racist because they wanted their guns. No, they wanted to be able to protect their families. It is such a secure feeling living in the countryside of Texas. And the fact that it sounds like World War III on the weekends, the crime rate maps for the state of Texas show the area I live in has some of the lowest crime, not in Texas, but in the United States. I live in the 1% of the safest areas of the country. I'm in the top 1% of the safest area, even though quarter mile from my house are people that live in nice little trailer houses, happy, hardworking folks. Poor people, working class people, but you know what? They're rich culturally. Whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, they've got their guns, they've got their vehicle, they've got their freedom, they breathe fresh air. And the globalists don't want that. They want us crammed into these compact prison-like cities. And They're invoking total race now, ladies and gentlemen. Invoking it to create divide and conquer. Toll-free number for Obama supporters to join us and tell us about their victory and why I'm bad for not liking Obama. Doesn't mean I love Mitt Romney, but clearly Obama is more New World Order on the surface. Open borders, wants to restrict guns massively, shipping our jobs overseas, more corporate bailouts, warrantless wiretapping. Chris Hedges, big, real liberal. I admire him because he's a real guy. Saying Obama twice as bad as Bush. So I don't want to hear about Bush all day long. Yeah, we get Bush was bad. The point is, will we accept anything because he's got some pigment in his skin? I mean, you know, I've been a show that hasn't really gotten much into race issues. I've tried to wake people up to it. But now it's on. And as the globalists get this country more and more and more, as whites become the minority, which is going to happen in about 6-7 years, and then it's going to accelerate. It's open season. I mean, whites get beat up and attacked all over the country. You see it in local news. And the media comes out later and says, well, we can't report because it would be racist to report on whites being racially attacked. And, man, I tell you, if the globalists ever get the general population's guns, black, white, you name it, it is just going to be a disaster. They really want our guns. But listen, here's the issue. They're not going to get them because of just sheer force of awareness. People are buying millions and millions of guns, on average about 3 million a month. It's been as high as 5 million in a month this year. And it's only accelerating, and it's breaking the back of the globalist. And I want to mention this article, play some clips from it, then I'll get into your calls, then I'll cover Petraeus and this huge scandal and what's really behind that from my research. People living like animals in the FEMA camp in New York and New Jersey. We're living like animals, Daily Mail, Sandy victims hit out after being forced to spend 12 days without power, freezing. FEMA offices closed with the signs saying because of bad weather. Gotta love that. Now FEMA's kicked out any reporters because, so now the people are held in the camp. On the news is black helicopters. That's one of the headlines. FEMA's Camp Freedom, concentration camp with Black Hawk helicopters flying above. Poor people that didn't think it was good to prep. Camp FEMA update, we feel like we're in a concentration camp. That's a mainline headline. Unbelievable. Sick, frail, struggle most in storm's aftermath. Tragic find on Staten Island. People dead in their homes. Frozen to death, you name it. Unbelievable. Who's holding it together? Churches and private citizens. But first, I want to get to this, and then I'm going to your phone calls, okay, before I get to just all of this other news. Right here, Lindsey Graham, we need Watergate-type committee to investigate Benghazi. Petraeus must testify. Yeah, how obvious is all this? Before we go any further, this is such a big article that Paul Joseph Watson did. Drivers questioned on guns at federal checkpoint. This is at Infowars.com. And this is at prisonplanet.com. Please get it out to everyone you know. Retweet it. It's up at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Please retweet this story to everybody you know and follow us there. Drivers questioned on guns at federal checkpoint. And the way this newscast, that I may even break this down on the nightly news tonight. I think we got Gerald Celente on the nightly news tonight. He's now filed suit against Google. We'll tell you why. He'll be on about that and other issues. Not someone to sue, not a litigious person. He's been forced to, so he'll be joining us. But I'm also going to break this video down tonight properly because there's so much propaganda. It might take 20 minutes to do it. I don't have the time here. But they don't explain that last time I checked in Arizona, over 60% of the state is federal land. Another 10% or so is state. I know that only one other state is ahead of Arizona for having more federal land, and that's Nevada, which is over 86% last time I checked. And the government's grabbing and buying with taxpayer money more land and harassing people that have their farms and ranches inside the property, families that have been there pre-statehood or even territory. But the issue here is I sit here and watch a newscast like this, and my head starts spinning because there's so much data. But here's the bottom line. You remember the signs that went up 2 years ago, and Paul Watson's got links to that in the article, where they announced that upwards of 40% of Arizona was off limits. The feds put up signs in the south and even some areas of the north saying, do not enter this area. Law enforcement is standing down, like they've said in Detroit. Do not come in this area. It's too dangerous because of the 5 million illegals a year that go back and forth there, because of the houses being burned down, the mass murder. The only thing holding it together is the Second Amendment. Now, what's happened is citizens have started going into these national parks and preserves, and because it's a constitutional state, the feds haven't been able to go in and shut things down. People used to go into national parks and deer hunt and hunt other game that were there. Now people just go to do target practice. And yeah, a lot of people leave shotgun shells, you name it, in these giant areas that are thousands of square miles. The illegals are dumping trash everywhere. The illegals are doing whatever they want. That's on record. But citizens now going to and from, and remember, you have to drive across these national parks. If you look at the maps, so I'm going to do a report tonight on this, showing the maps on the nightly news. Most of the state drives over national parks, so you've got to drive through these passes that are fingers of federal land. So you're driving with your family, and you pull up to an armed checkpoint. And there is federal police out there with the most socialistic, pro-New World Order park rangers. I run into them everywhere. Some of them aren't bad people, but a lot of them are out of control. Well, that's where socialists go to get their jobs. It's one of their favorite places. It's TSA on steroids. And they say, oh, let me see what guns you got, even when you're not going into the park to go shooting. And again, this isn't like going to the Grand Canyon where there's tourists everywhere. These parks are thousands of square miles. I mean, there's smugglers, there's gunfights, there's everything. It's lawless. But remember Border Patrol 5 years ago, they ordered them to not arrest illegals, but to go pick up garbage on the highways? Remember that? Or the Border Patrol can sit at a checkpoint and look left or right, but not both directions. You know, they're told, let the illegals go. The feds tell the cities they won't come pick the illegals up. Illegals can drunk drive. They're above the law because it's part of the globalist program to drive down the wages. And to give Mexico a steam valve of their criminals so that Mexico doesn't fall. They don't want revolution to happen there and Mexico get any freedom. They want to export the revolution here with revolution-hungry people, but it'll be a La Reconquista, La Invasora of the Southwest, not of Mexico proper. That means reconquer, retake over. Okay, so all of that's going on. Perfect globalist takeover plan, because the a lot of folks don't speak Spanish, even though this is going on, but this is what's promoted on the radio stations. They're named La Invasora, La Reconquista, La Raza, means the race. Just like they're saying, if you're white, you're history on the cover of Newsweek. Well, it's the same thing in the Spanish media, and they pick on Hispanic kids that wear American flags. Right here in Austin, Texas, San Francisco, it's been in the news. They say, just type American flags, children sent home for American flags. You don't wear an Old Navy shirt. It's like, you go, because it's a gang thing. They're like, you get out of here. Okay, you don't fly those colors here. The illegals pull down the American flags on at post offices, private businesses. You've seen it in the news. So understand the backdrop of this is you've got Hispanic Americans, white Americans, black Americans in this newscast going out and shooting their guns at areas that are popular shooting ranges just out in the middle of the mountains. Well, here come people saying, well, you're all guilty now because somebody was at a checkpoint. You know, you just drove to the checkpoint. You're guilty now because somebody else left some shotgun shell casings instead of the park rangers going to the areas where people tend to congregate, even though it's a giant area. People like to congregate in certain areas. You go there where our grandfather shot, so we still retain that right because we've exercised it. And you've got these park rangers who obviously aren't fans of the Second Amendment. I'll bet my right arm. Sitting there saying, oh, it's so reasonable. Oh, it's so helpful. It's so nice. Well, everybody didn't seem to mind having them, you know, search their cars, and they're being reasonable. I tell you what, you go back and pick some brass up, and I won't give you a ticket. That's just for the news to make it look reasonable. And now they're setting up checkpoints all over the state with the feds searching your cars. Remember, over 60% of the state is national parks that cut across highways everywhere. And so the feds, wherever they have their reservations, their takeover beachheads, they now harass you. Not just 100 miles in from every coast and every border, but all over the country. The news reports are coming in at beaches on the East Coast in North Carolina, South Carolina. They're doing this inside the towns. They're doing it in the middle of the country around Colorado and national parks where you're driving along and they're like, we're here to check for your guns. Well, why? We want to make sure you're not leaving brass on the ground. No, it's a way to get you used, just like they admit gun buyback programs are to create the images of people lined up turning guns in. This is how they've done it in other countries. So here's part of this newscast, and I'm going to air the whole thing tonight. I promise I'm going to Brad, Rashid, and Joe here in just a moment. But let's go ahead and play part of this local newscast, KVOA. They're acclimating you how great this is. Here it is.
And the National Forest Service is trying to keep Reddington Pass clean and safe. All day, they stop drivers at a checkpoint, trying to reinforce that message. News 4 Tucson, Sam Salzwedel joins us
safe.
Now and brings us the story. Mm-hmm. Sam?
Well, people going in and out of Reddington Pass ran into a surprise on the road. For the most part, everybody was happy with it. It's a beautiful day for shooting in Reddington Pass, but some spots aren't as scenic as others.
It's kind of depressing. It's, you know, it upsets you a little bit because, you know, it's so gorgeous out here.
Forest rangers say most of the people shooting stay safe and responsible, but not all of them.
You come out here to shoot, to be a gunsman, and it just ruins the sport.
Okay,
gun owner,
that's enough. That's enough, and it shows the checkpoint, the searching of the vehicles. It's all up at Infowars.com. It's a long report. And now here's the deal. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, just type Reddington Pass, Arizona, into your search engine. You'll notice that there's all these big towns and cities right around it. You got, how do you pronounce that? Tanaquay, Verde, and all the... How do you pronounce it? Tanque Verde. You've got all these towns and cities, because I knew that. I'd driven through there. You've got to drive through the Green National Park through the major highways. I mean, if you've been to Arizona, folks, you're constantly driving through national parks. And now, hey, guess what? Checkpoint. And they admit that if you pull up the local newspaper articles about it. And it's like most people didn't mind. It's like saying most people didn't mind having their, you know, their freedom taken. Most people didn't mind property taxes that are unconstitutional, turning your property into a rental. Most people didn't mind the school forcibly inoculating their kids outside of law. Most people didn't mind the school laptops watching their kids at home. That's what they report in California and Pennsylvania and other states where the laptops watch you at home. It's 1984, and they're like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? We're just watching you with the laptop at home. I mean, the government's just watching you inside your house. It's just a federal checkpoint. It shows the federal guys out there, federal marshals out there armed, searching people. And now in Colorado, they just have armed checkpoints with cops in green uniforms with machine guns, aiming guns. It's been on the news. You can pull it up. People put their hands up and get out of their cars. They shut all highways down and they just aim guns at you. I'm just going to aim this M16 at you, you and your family. How's that sound? Again, we're being brought into martial law incrementally. But they have all the idiots on the newscast going, I think it's no one in the newscast says they don't think it's reasonable. You know that was done on purpose. I just don't like it. People are leaving gun brass out here, so I'm guilty. They're ruining it for the rest of us. See, instead of going out and busting people actually littering, which they could pull up and do, no. We're going to just say, turn around and go pick brass up 20 miles back because you got a gun and I don't see brass in here as you drive through into major cities. Again, you drive through little fingers of national parks at a mountain pass, and there's guys with machine guns out there because of the brass, while the illegals throw garbage everywhere. It's not about brass. Look at all those towns you got to drive through. Sabino Canyon, Sabino Springs, Hokum Estates, Bear Canyon, Huffington, Harrison, South Harrison, Terra de Sol. Look at that, big towns. Look at all those towns. And you can back out on that, back out of that from Terra de Sol for people. Tucson, Cantalina Foothills, Oreo Valley. Look at that. Tucson, second biggest city. You want to drive through that pass when circling around Tucson is that? I said I'd go to your calls. Oh, my gosh.
Oreo Valley.
Say that again.
Oro Valley.
Yeah, you guys got that mic down too low. We're going to have to suspend that or crank them up or something. I just can't ever hear what you're saying. Let's just go ahead and talk to Brad in Oregon who loves Obama. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I think Obama is just getting, you know, a little bit attacked by everyone because, you know, he stopped Osama bin Laden, stopped Al-Qaeda. You know, I think we owe him that much respect. You know, he saved us from Bush. And, you know, I just can't believe that all these people just want to attack him. I personally like the guy. I think he's a great person. He's a family man. He cares about, you know, giving us, you know, reasonable gun rights, you know. And I think it's time that we just, you know, give him another chance. It's only been 4 years. You know, how much more worse can you do in 4 years?
Well, number one, it's the idea that he's actually running things lets the mega banks. That's the one thing you're never supposed to talk about is how foreign banks brag. Have you heard the newscast we've played where they admit foreign banks brag that they've conquered the United States?
No, I actually watched the one where Obama was kind of mad about the banker bailout, and he came out and, you know, publicly stated that he was upset. And,
no, Obama supported the bailout, sir. I have the video clips. It's in the Obama deception. In fact, they say he was the key vote in the Senate. If you are a radio listener, you can just simply go to a search engine and type in Obama supports Wall Street bailout. And you can find him on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, supporting the bailout. There it is right there. Obama still begging taxpayers to support Wall Street bailout. And I have the clip from him during the campaign doing it. And you heard that caller go that he was against it. Well, that's because later, a year after he got elected, he said he was. Folks, he said he was against the Patriot Act and then fought to have it renewed. He said he was against the NDAA. And then it turned out he wrote the bad provisions and demanded they be added, then said, don't worry, I'll veto it so opposition wouldn't form, then signed it. But, I mean, that's some dumbed-down supporters right there. I'm going to go back to Rashid, Joe, and others here in a moment. Briefly, we have a lot of great items that we sell and promote at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, videos, the new film Strategic Relocation. The book Strategic Relocation, must-haves for being informed and prepping and knowing the lay of the land in your area. Modafinil, the best detoxer out there that I found. But the ProPure water filters are already at the lowest price. You'll find them anywhere, side-by-side, the best gravity-fed filter. But if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, normally we have a 10% off with promo code WATER. This has been so popular. In fact, the most popular promotion we've ever done for ProPure, that we're doing 15% off. I'm extending it until Wednesday morning, and then that will be it. 15% off with promo code WATER15. Right now, 15% off with promo code WATER15 at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can also call 888-253-3139, and your purchase also makes our broadcast possible. Plus, you get a great gravity-fed filter. They also have fluoride filters if you want to add those so your family's not drinking all the poison in the tap water. InfoWarsStore.com, 15% off with the promo code WATER15. Okay, let's go to, Brad in Oregon is gone. Rashid in Ohio, enlighten me about the great Obama.
Obama's better than, typical racism, the disease itself. I mean, Obama had a chance to actually step down and let McCain take the order. He did it because he chose to give people another chance out here in these impoverished societies and communities that then ended up, you know, falling victim to drug and alcohol and gang violence.
Sir,
separation.
Sir, Obama works for the same globalists that ship in the narcotics. He's continuing the Afghan control to control 93% of world opium production, up from 10% 10 years ago. Obama shipped General Motors to China, and then, they'll pay out part of the pension fund for taxpayers. I mean, look, do you understand? It's like Indians saying, thank you for buying Manhattan from us for a little box of glass beads, and the Indians thought they had a good deal. Do you understand, sir, that dependency is destroying us?
Yes, President. If it was an American Indian elected as president, and a black vice president, and a Middle Eastern from wherever as Secretary of State, you still have a problem with it. You all about pushing propaganda of negativity. In 96, when you was on, you had a cardboard box with a curtain. But if it wasn't for the negative propaganda being pushed, you would not be employed by the same government.
Well, I want to just say something else. I'm very proud of the fact that I launched myself with a $100 video camera and worked two jobs while I did it. And in 1995, went and did an Access TV show and then got a local radio show and then got high ratings. So, that's what I'm all about is coming from nowhere. And you said it, it's racism. So there you go, folks. I mean, it is a religion. Sir, you're the racist. It's clear you don't like me because I'm white. And you probably don't care that 52% of blacks are aborted.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I would have loved to kept that last guy on. We got Bev Harris coming on, the premier expert on election fraud. Here's a headline at Infowars.com. Election fraud. Obama won more than 99% of votes in more than 100 Ohio precincts. Does anybody believe that he won more than 99%? You know, you get a few thousand votes and he has like 99.8%. I mean, that's official. That's been released by the state. And again, people are like, what, you like Romney? No, I didn't like Al Gore. And I said it looked like Bush cheated him. I hate Al Gore. That's what these people don't get. It's just like, well, you don't like Obama, you must be a racist. He said it's the same racism.
Okay, so you got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know?
All right, that's enough. Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know what to say anymore. If you just joined us, I hope for our future, but I don't know. They've successfully attached socialism and dependency to race consciousness while telling whites to have no race consciousness except self-loathing. Everybody else has been told to have race consciousness, and it's the government and MSNBC that is your god, who is the high priest of racism. And then if you don't like racism and you're white, you're racist. I mean, it is a new level. And people are feeling good right now. It's like these idiots when their football team wins. They're like, we won. I'm feeling really good right now. I thought you'd feel good if your kids grew up straight and strong, got a good job, had a good family. No, that doesn't matter. My team's winning. Or I'm feeling really bad right now. My team's losing. And I've had people go, well, you don't know about the football game? What are you, some kind of homo? And I'm like, no, but I mean, what does it have to do with it? You know, I don't even know what to say anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It's just beyond me. It's beyond me that I want the fluoride out of the water giving us brain cancer off the charts. I want you to have freedom. I mean, these black folks call in too, and I go, 52% of blacks are aborted. Official number. Like, doesn't matter, you're racist. And I'm like, but I don't want your kids to all die. I want you to have a future. Shut up, racist. You know Obama's good. The cover of Newsweek, the Obama conquest. If you're white, you're history. And that's meant to make whites racist and get in our own gang and get everybody else in their gangs while the globalists divide and conquer us. The last thing they ever want is everybody getting along. They want you getting along the way they said, with paramilitary troops keeping us apart. Man, unbelievable divide and conquer. Let's talk to Joe in Brooklyn. Joe, you're on the air. What'd you think of that call? I guess you agree with him, or?
Yeah, actually, I have an idea for your InfoWars store. An Obama phone cover, and it has a picture of Obama on it, and it'll be on the phone, and the product be sold in your InfoWars store. I'll definitely get one.
That is a great idea. Now, your phone's breaking up a bit. What was the last part you said about the Obama phone?
Yeah, it'll be a phone cover for the Obama phone. You can sell in the InfoWars store.
Yeah, and it's like I sold my soul, or I gave up my entire life and future because I got the government gave me a free microwave oven?
Exactly. It's like, in New York, I'm not really Obama, but I support Obama because I agree with Webster Tarpley that Romney will bring austerity and cut all the programs It'll hurt the middle class and hurt the
crooked. No, listen. When I hear that argument, that's that. Even though I disagree with a lot of it, I can go, wow, you cogent person. You think Romney will do more corporate welfare and less welfare? Because, yeah, if you're going to have a bunch of corporate welfare, it's better at least. Here's the deal. The programs they've got are meant to make you dependent. If you had pure programs, if you're going to have socialism that actually built infrastructure and helped people, it'd still be bad long term, but it's better than this. But that's not what they're doing. My beef is the mindless, dumbed down Obama supporters that call in and like, aha, we won, you racist. We're going to get you. Aha. I mean, it's really scary.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Monday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are working on Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's worked in Black Ops, headed up the State Department's Black Ops program, is good friends with General Petraeus, and said this whole thing was a Watergate setup to destroy Obama. Now, he's not been a big fan of Obama and said the whole Bin Laden thing was fake, but he says the neocons are worse. He's been emailing us over the weekend, and we're working on getting him on maybe at the start of the next hour, if not tomorrow, maybe even the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Bev Harris. Of course, her research, she's won many times in court proving election fraud in different parts of the country, California, Ohio, you name it. Her book was turned into Hacking Democracy on HBO, and she described it last week with us as the most wall-to-wall fraud she's ever seen, just announcing states when no votes of that day were counted, announcing a bunch of states against Romney, and she's nonpartisan. I know in the past was more Democratic. Facts are facts. Michael Schneider has an article up at InfoWars.com from the American Dream. Election fraud. Obama won more than 99% of the vote in more than 100 Ohio precincts, and the source is the Ohio Secretary of State. They have the links to it. And we have the scans of it. And in some of these precincts, you had thousands voting. A lot of them had like 388, 597. You know, those are the types of numbers that we're seeing here. 733. And in precincts with 781, you'd have four people vote for Romney. I mean, it is who believes out of 514 votes you'd get one for Romney? I mean, you can go look at the numbers here, and you can go to the different counties where they're posting these. again, when Bain Capital gave, last time I checked, close to double the money to Obama that they gave to Mitt Romney when he ran Bain and still has a big blind trust with it, the fix is in. It's not that I'm saying Romney was good either. And these Obama supporters, we've got Eric, Rich, Marcus, and others. We'll get to you, and then I'll get into the Petraeus news after Bev leaves us. She's been very nice to give us all these updates, but now she's learned a lot more. This is the type of stuff she's talking about. Sure, she's caught Diebold and their code designed for fraud. Sure, it's come out in, you know, congressional hearings. But now it's just, we'll just announce all these states. We'll announce Prop 37 when half the votes aren't counted. They still haven't counted 3 million of them. We'll just say whatever we want. I mean, it's reached a new cuckoo land. And just like when Ron Paul got publicly robbed in Iowa and Maine by the Republicans, he wouldn't buck it because you look like a sore loser. And even though all this election fraud news is out and confirmed, you'd think it'd be big news that in Ohio you'd have things going on like what we just mentioned. 99% of the vote plus, we're talking about 95, 98% in some of these areas going to Obama. Does anyone believe that? I mean, this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. And Bev Harris joins us on this and a cornucopia of other issues, blackboxvoting.org. Bev, thank you for giving us an update. I know you'll know more in a couple more days, but as you said last week, if anybody even cares, yes, I care about the integrity of our election system. Thank God you and many others do. Tell us what you've discovered right now.
Well, you know, I've been compiling information, and I have a long ways still to go. I hate to say that, but, you know, it really has been flooding in. One of the things that I have spotted is a real trend with the absentee votes. You know, I've been saying for a long time now, these absentee votes, watch out for them because you can't control the chain of custody. And this is specifically what I've been seeing. The count gets interrupted right in the middle. For example, in King County, Washington, which has 1.2 million voters, 75% of the votes are counted, and then all of a sudden they interrupt the count. And they claim all of the optical scan machines have stopped functioning at once. And then when they resume the count, you know, you often see a trend reversal. Well, I saw this in state after state after state, in location after location, where they were having mysteriously, all of the absentee counting voting machines, absentees are counted on voting machines, but all the machines would go on the fritz at once. Do you believe that? I don't. And then it would put a halt in the count. So I want people to understand what can happen when they stop the absentee counting midstream. Each of these voting machine systems has what's called a manual override system, where you click the screen in a secret location, usually right-click it in a certain place, and up pops a screen that says manual entry, and you can simply type different votes over what's in there.
That sounds like a great design for Al Capone or Don Corleone or let me think of some other big famous criminals, Bonnie and Clyde maybe. I mean, this sounds really reasonable.
You know, I mean, they claim, because I have videotaped election officials using this manual entry system, by the way, the manual override. They claim that they use it for things like, well, in Kentucky one time, I saw them use it when they said, you know, we lost a voting machine. So here, we have the results tape. We're going to manually enter the results. And of course, you can't see what they're doing, so who knows what they're manually entering. You know, it's a very, very dangerous thing. This is not a hack. This is actually, it's a secret menu. And if it was really legitimate, I don't know why they wouldn't just put it in someplace where you could see it plainly in the menu. But you have to know how to get at it. In the Diebold system, you right-click in a certain place, and it pops up a screen, and you literally type in any votes you want.
And you were the one years ago that discovered the code with Diebold, and they had to change it, their little back door designed to go in, change it, and then cover your tracks.
Right. Well, guess what? They never solved that problem. It's still right in there. So, you know, there's some things people can do. And I had a reporter call me the other day, and he says, well, are you asking for the records in King County? And, you know, I'm not. Because if I do every single step of it for everyone, here's what happens. Everybody looks to me and says, I want you to protect the election in 10,000 jurisdictions. That's not going to work. What we have to do is get people to take some actions.
Yeah, folks, you've got to go out and challenge it. I hear all the time, I'm mad at you. You need to make a film on this subject. You need to go out and do this or do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I'm working 18 hours a day some days.
Right.
Give me a break, folks.
Right. So here's what I did. I told this reporter, I'll tell you what, I will send you a template of exactly what to ask for, and I will help you analyze it. But I'm not going to do every step of it because the reporters and the public need to learn how to exercise their muscles. If they don't, then the whole idea of a democratic republic is a sham. And we know that's not the case. It's just that we've been so taught to accept things and that we're safe and we're protected. And, you know, that's the kind of logic that was used long ago to keep people in slavery, to keep women subjugated, was just to say, don't worry your head about it. We'll all take care of it. Now, you know, we need to flex these muscles. And so I am glad to help people know what records to get. But I'm telling you, this absentee voting, understand that 25 states this time had no-fault absentee, sometimes automatic absentee, where they were sending ballots out to people who had not voted in years and who did not request a ballot. Wide open for fraud. And then when these things come in, they're counting them, and they know they take days and days, sometimes weeks to count them. So they know exactly what they need to flip that election.
Let's talk about Prop 30.
Stop the count and manual enter it.
Sure. Let's talk briefly about Prop 37. You know, a lot of polls showed 2-1 wanting to label. I don't believe that Californians, for a minute, as we said last week, voted to not label things. Obvious right. fraud going on. We've seen right. election officials all over the country getting caught the last year, going to jail for fraud. I mean, how do we investigate that?
You know, and I've been thinking about this, too, because 99% of the time, even if the citizens catch them red-handed, the attorney general or the local attorney will refuse to investigate or refuse to prosecute. And I've been thinking about that, too. We still need to catch them. We still need to get the records. And then we need to do things like convene citizen grand juries and so forth, because again, we don't want to just be saying, oh, yes, you know, to the authority figure, you're in power, you're protecting us. If they're not protecting us, then we need to actually use the remedies that are available to us in the Constitution to protect ourselves.
Well said. What do you make of the numbers we're getting out of Ohio and other areas where 99% of votes in dozens of precincts were for Barack Obama?
Well, it depends on the demographics of the precincts. Now, I have seen, for example, in Memphis, they have certain precincts where 99% of the people who live there are black. And if they have a black Democrat running against a white Republican from the suburbs, you will actually see 99% of the votes go for the black Democratic candidate. But that's pretty rare. And actually, even in an almost all African-American precinct, typically, it's about 96%, 92%, if it's a very clear demographic trend. So it could happen, but you'd really have to compare what those numbers are, which actually are available. Now, I'm not sure in Ohio. I don't think they label it by race. In most of the southern states, they actually do identify the voters, whether what race they are.
Man, I'm really getting sick of all this race stuff. I don't know if you've seen the cover of Newsweek saying, if you're white, you're history. Then, of course, that's meant to create racial division by the controlled left. It's all divide and conquer, but it's really getting unbelievable. One final segment with Bev Harris, then more Obama supporters, Eric and Marcus and others that are patiently holding, coming up. Then I'll get into the Petraeus situation, give you my take on it. 800-259-9231 for Obama supporters. Okay, Obama supporters, your calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to get into Petraeus, also a man arrested for posting image of burning poppy on Twitter. That's right, no free speech. We're going to be going over all of that and more. It's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and a huge cornucopia, a roster of fraud and people going to jail and admitted scams there in the news section at blackboxvoting.org. Bev, other points in this short 5-6 minute segment that people should know. You mentioned last, I guess, Thursday on the show with us that it was amazing to see all these states being called before the day's votes had even been partially counted. Just a new level where, I guess, in response to people exposing fraud, the system's saying, well, you think that's bad? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, the story of this election is the premature. It's like the elite media believes, I think, that if they make it a definitive win and they call it really, really early, even before the votes are counted, then it will prevent people from being motivated to look at what happened. And, you know, I'm really encouraged, though, because I'm still getting call after call, you know, like every half hour I'm getting a call to do another radio show and to go over this. And it's not just from one side or the other. I think the public is starting to really sense that there's something that stinks about this. I mean, why won't they count our votes and tell us the real numbers and wait till all the votes are counted, or at least most of them? You know, why this sudden rush to make us believe a result so that we won't question it?
Yeah, that's it. It's just, hey, we'll just announce it, you know, in the morning. And then Romney goes along with it, so it cements the idea. And Ron Paul, God bless his soul, You know, he'll look like a sore loser when he got cheated, clearly in Iowa and Maine. Even the news later had to admit, well, he really won, but the Republicans won't count the precincts where he won. They just do whatever they want.
Right. And, you know, one thing I saw also this time is you started to see this drumbeat very early on before the poll, any of the polls had closed, so they knew they couldn't call anything yet. And here they're all the networks are saying, and it's very important for stability for the candidate to concede, you know, and they were pushing this idea that this is patriotic and this is what needs to be done, is the candidate needs to concede promptly, you know. So it's just really creepy. It's like, okay, everybody, you need to concede promptly. Okay, here's the win. Okay, everybody shut up and go home.
And that's what they do in countries like Soviet Russia back in the 70s and 80s. It was the same type of type of thing. And now, beforehand, they said, even though the polls showed neck and neck, oh no, Obama is going to win by a landslide. That's self-fulfilling prophecy. And to be clear, Bev, I'm not here, you know, saying this because I was a Romney supporter. You're not here saying that. That's where the facts lead you. But I'm getting contacts from Democrats who are just really feeling good right now, like their football team won or their boxer won. And they're like, aha, you're just mad your guy lost. And they don't understand that I really hated Al Gore. I didn't know what we were getting with George Bush. He was pretty bad, too. But, I mean, there was still evidence of fraud against Gore there. I just reported where the facts led us. You were on at the time. Now it just, it doesn't matter. Whatever side thinks they won, they don't care.
Too much of that. Although, you know, what's really interesting is we are seeing it continue. And I, you know, we are seeing people keep caring. It's so interesting. Like, you know, Brad Friedman is pretty much on the left, you know, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know if he's an Obama supporter, but he's definitely on that side. But, you know, on the Brad blog, he kept it going and kept investigating. And I think that's what we need to see, and we will see, because the public understands when someone's, you know, pulling the wool over their eyes.
And yeah, no, he's a huge Obama supporter, at least in the past we've had him on. And it's just so sad. You can debate the rhetoric all day of these two clowns.
Yeah.
But they work for the same people. I mean, come on.
But, you know, but the thing was, well, I guess my point is, he continued to cover it even after Obama won in 2008. And we are seeing more and more of this where, and I think that's what it's really going to take, is for people to set aside their political rhetoric on this issue and realize that all political power stems from the ballot box. And if we, you know, if you want political power for your side, you got to have an honest ballot box that you can authenticate.
Well said, Bev Harris. When's a good time to talk to you? Maybe in a week or two after it's all kind of shook out?
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked at the volume that I have. At this point, I have probably 10,000 more reports to go through. Now, a lot of those are duplicates, and a lot of them are, you know, just somebody repeating something. But there's a lot of good stuff in there. And so it does just take time to sift through these and evaluate.
All right. Well, we'll revisit this soon. Thank you so much, Bev Harris. Your host, and we are here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Shamblecast on XM166, blasting out on over 140 AM and FM affiliates. Thank you so much for joining us. Our news sites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. We're fighting the globalist construction of a prison planet via the InfoWar, hence prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. We're also back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. And then, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, Central Time. Okay, I know we've got Eric, and we've got Marcos, and we've got Christian and other Obama supporters holding. I want to give Obama supporters a chance to call in and briefly tell me why I'm wrong. Really, it's so you can tell me I'm racist, which is just, I never get sick of. It's so hilarious. I had people last week go, if you don't turn your guns in, you're racist. And if you don't want government-run healthcare, you're racist. I mean, literally, these people associate government as everything good. So I need to hear it some more. Everybody else does. People think this is a joke. This is really happening. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Then I'm going to get into Petraeus. Big news there. Haven't even covered it yet. Then I'm going to get into the economy. Amazing attacks on the First Amendment. Some good news about the fight against the TSA with Paul Watson coming up at the bottom of the next hour. But before I go any further here, before I go to your calls, you can get the new film Strategic Relocation. You can also get The Great Culling, exposing fluoride in the water and what that really does to you. That film now available at InfoWarsStore.com. A Strategic Relocation is our documentary presentation, 2 hours, 40-something minutes long with the extras, about all the major cities, all the major countries of the world. It's an encyclopedia of basic preparation in your area. So very, very important information available in that film and the book of the same name, Strategic Relocation, available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I produce the film. I'm in it. It is invaluable information about in different regions, the better escape routes, better suburbs to live in outside major cities. Just unbelievable research Joel Skousen's done, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, I extended this through the weekend, and it's one of the most popular promotions that we've ever done. It is the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. They have the fluoride filters available as well. We already are the biggest distributor in the world for ProPure. There's a good reason. We have the lowest price. That's what I believe in. And then we put 10% off with promo code WATER. Now we're going 15% off on all their units with the promo code WATER15, just WATER15. One word, WATER15, and you get 15% off. We are going to end that Wednesday morning now because it's been so incredibly popular. We got a lot of emails this morning saying please continue it because they hadn't had a chance to order it yet. We'd taken the special off for a little bit, for an hour this morning. So WATER15, after that, you'll still get 10% off, and plus the little bit of profit we make goes to fund this burgeoning, growing, exploding challenge to the New World Order. People say burgeoning, that's kind of coming to bloom for the first time. Well, yeah, to this level we are. So InfoWarsStore.com for the family of ProPures. Live straw discounted, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com or link through at InfoWars.com. Okay, listen, if you just tuned in, according to these callers, I'm reporting on dozens and dozens and dozens of precinct. Some of them 100%, actually, but quite a few at 99% for Obama in Ohio, and a bunch of states that announced for Obama before any of the day's votes had been counted, only absentee. Same thing on Prop 37. You see, the reason I'm saying Prop 37 is a fraud is because I'm racist. I want you to know if there's GMO in your food because I'm racist, just like I don't want black folks to abort 52% of their children or anybody else to, for that matter. Even though it's about 12% of whites abort their kids in the numbers we've got, because I don't like black people. You see, if I was a liberal, I'd want you to kill your baby so there's less black people. So I'm going to admit it right now. I am a racist because I don't want black people chopping their kids up. and also, I'm anti-Hispanic because I tell Hispanics, you know, that Planned Parenthood's targeting them to butcher their kids. And they don't care because, I mean, a lot of the liberal ones, because they say, hey, Obama's on the cover of Newsweek saying you're white, you're history. So I don't know. Maybe if I said white people are scum and filth, don't abort your kids, maybe you wouldn't abort them. I don't like the eugenics agenda. I happen to be informed. And if that makes me crazy, well, possibly. Like, maybe we should go out with Gnarls Barkley crazy. Later, I'm going to play Taps for Veterans Day and talk about what Veterans Day really means to me at the start of the next hour. But right now, without further ado, we need to get that drum roll, you know, the classic drum roll. Because with these Obama supporters, they're just so incredible. It's good to hear from them. Eric in New York, thank you for holding. You are on the air, then Marcos and others. Eric, welcome, sir, as a Obamanoid. I'm sorry, as a Obamunism. I guess that combines both of them. Obamanism. How do you say it? Obamnism? Obamanism. Obamanism. No, that's not right. Obamunism. Sometimes I have trouble with a word. It's Obamunism. 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 I've got to say, sometimes when I mess up a word, I have to say it 50 times. Obamunism. So I'm brainwashing myself right now. Obamunism. Obamunism. Is that correct? Yes, that's correct. Obamunism. Let's say it all together now. Obama, 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 Obama. He give us phone. He do more. We have the drum roll. We're going to go to Eric right here in a second. Drum roll, please. That is dramatic how we play that. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, Eric, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. No one has ever been given such a royal welcome.
I'm on the air now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, listen, Obama is not my God. I voted for Obama because he was the only, like, good choice out there. What are you going to do? Vote for Romney or riding Ron Paul? I mean, Ron Paul wasn't going to win. Gary Johnson wasn't going to win. What? He didn't even get, like, 1% of the vote.
Well, here's the deal. I couldn't bring myself to vote for either one of them. I'm going to be honest here because I'm not going to sign on to a fraud. Do you get it? Was all scripted with both guys bought and paid for, and there's so much fraud. Who knows who really got elected? It looks like it was might have been Romney. I don't like Al Gore, but it looked like there was more fraud on that side by the Republicans in 2000. 12 years later, I'm looking at all over the country. You just heard Bev Harris, who used to be a Democrat. Now she's, you know, independent because they're so corrupt. I mean, even the Brad blog, who's a big liberal, he admits fraud. I mean, but look, don't worry. I mean, Romney isn't challenging it because it's all rigged. I mean, do you get what I'm saying? The whole thing's rigged.
Let's slow down here, Alex.
Okay.
All right, let's slow down with your conspiracy theories, all right? With your conspiracy theories. I remember seeing you back in...
There we go.
You know, listen, but let me talk now. I remember when I looked you up back in 06. And I saw one of your videos on Y2K, and I was like, this brother's out here talking about Y2K. And he wonders why he got the label put on him.
Well, sir, I'm going to put you on hold. You did a bunch of things. You haven't played the racism deal yet, but you're one of the only callers not to today who's an Obama supporter. And then you talk about 12 hours of radio I did. I had said Y2K wasn't going to be a big deal. Then on the day of the event, they had reactors going down. They were announcing all sorts of problems. ABC News said a missile had been fired from Russia, and people edited that together to make it sound like part of it was when I was joking around as well, because I was on with Michael Trudeau, one of the talk shows, going, oh, the missile's going to get us, like hours later to do that. But regardless of that, I say you should be a prepper. Boy, they sure wish they were on the East Coast now in Camp Sandy. You know, you're sitting here going, oh, yeah. Look, we had Obama supporters call in Friday and Thursday and say Obama doesn't want to take our guns when it's on record they're reintroducing the assault weapons ban. So you use these catch-all terms about how I'm a conspiracy theorist when the government's on record doing lethal experiments on the American people. So these are just labels that people throw out so they won't have to debate the information. Now, go ahead. Are you like the Obama supporter in the last hour who said Obama opposed the Wall Street bailout?
Well, listen, he has to do what he has to do, all right?
You're associating your personal power and identity with Obama, so you'll go along with him no matter what he does, just like Republicans who love Bush.
No. See, Obama's a very good man. Every time when I see him with his daughters and his wife, I say, wow, what a family. What a family, you know? I don't know if that's something you do when you're with your children, you know? Just have them with you and cuddle them. Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I mean, if I don't interrupt you, you get mad. If I interrupt you, you get mad.
Listen, Alex, you and your conspiracy theories, you're talking about that you were just playing with Y2K. I mean, I heard the audio.
Okay. See, all you're doing is going back to something 12 years ago. I'm here asking you, what is a conspiracy theory? That mega banks have taken over the U.S. and have bragged about it? Here's CNN. Guys, put it on screen. Headline, foreign banks ready for U.S. invasion. 2010, you can type in mega banks conquering U.S. You'll get AP Reuters. You'll get Financial Times of London. I can play the clips. I've been totally right about that. Do you not get that piratical mega banks sworn to carry out eugenics are taking over the United States and want to wreck the economy and are passing laws to shut down the economy and Agenda 21. And then let me ask you this. I've talked to a lot of black liberals. And by the way, you're an American, obviously. I mean, what racial group would you say you belong to?
I belong to the racial group that belongs to the Nationalist Socialist Party Socialist.
Okay, so you're a white Nazi.
I love you, Alex.
But let's get serious here, sir. I'm not great on the Northeast accents, but are you a black man?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How many abortions have you paid for?
I don't know, bro.
But I guess it's kind of manly, though. I mean, is it like a notch on your belt? How many of your kids you killed?
I don't know, but I'm going to start a revolution, Alex.
You are? Now we're getting down to brass tacks here. How many of your kids have you chopped up?
Like, many, many. And you know what, Alex? It's getting kind of boring over here.
What would you do if a white guy came in there and chopped up little black kids? Or let me guess, your girlfriend goes to a white guy to get them chopped up. Oh, see, now it's you don't have that big, fake, condescending voice where you put on a front and look confident and you're beating up Alex Jones. How many? And I know Planned Parenthood pays for it for you, so you probably don't even know. But, I mean, it's kind of like, admit it's a notch on your belt how many girls you knocked up. It's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah. Then I'm going to come down to Washington, D.C. We're going to take care of the stuff that's over there.
Exactly. So you love death. Well, let me tell you something. Death loves you. So keep taking the shots. Keep shooting up the vaccines. Yes, you're going to die very young of cancer. You think that's a conspiracy theory? Is it a conspiracy theory that you sit there and say, baby, go on in there and get that taken care of?
Yeah. It's a conspiracy theory.
That's right.
It's by you.
And that's what it is. It's denying reality. Oh, you were a little proud of it up front. How many abortions have you been a party to?
None. I'm a virgin, bro. I'm a virgin. Yeah,
now you're changing the story. All right. We all know the truth. I appreciate your call. Okay. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the sad face. And I told you guys last week, we found a bunch of clips. Aaron was showing them to me. People's blacks saying we got to abort these ugly black kids. I want that compilation put together because that's what this is really all about. And I understand there's only one thing you hate more than white people, and that's other black kids you haven't chopped up yet. I mean, I get that whole culture. I'm down with it. Let's go ahead. And by the way, the fact that I'm down with it means I know just how evil it is and how much it makes me sick. And that I'm a racist because I don't want to chop up black kids. I get it. Marcos in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I have a lot to say about this because, you know, it's I wonder what side of the fence you on with the whole thing because, you know, about the election thing, you killed it, you know, Romney for a while. You know, Romney, Obama's going to lose, you know, so I didn't know exactly what to say. Like a lot of people that's probably listening didn't know what to say about that. And then to the guy that was just on, that's nonsense. I think that was a joke, really. And I will pay that no attention. You know what I'm saying? But
okay, so black people don't abort 52% of their babies.
I don't know nothing about that because I haven't been a part of that. You
know what
I'm saying? I have a son. I don't know no parts of that. I don't think if you lay down and have a child, you know, unless it's just something really serious where no one can be able to do nothing about it, then that's the case, but I don't believe that.
All right, well, listen, you brought up a question, so let me explain it. I had long, open discussions about what do you do when Romney says he's pro-Second Amendment, anti-abortion, and says that small business is the key, and Obama says the other, that if America chose that, even if it was a puppet show, it's like choosing the bad guy, even though it's a fraud, they're both bad, it's the choice that America's going socialist, communist, collectivist, pro-abortion. And America did. So I said, morally, I have to say that Romney's rhetoric is better, that he is playing the part of the guy who says he's the angel, not the devil. Okay, so America chose the guy that openly pushed evil. And so that's what I was saying. And then I saw the polls, the real scientific polls, lined up behind Romney, even in the Electoral College, And then we've got massive evidence of fraud against who? Against people that voted for Romney, not because Romney was good, but because that's who the system wanted in was Obama, because they can create more racial division with it. And so that's what's going on. That's what I said. I was clear about it, just like I'm being clear now. And again, I'm going to say it. The media is coming out with racist stuff, like saying, if you're white, you're history. They're saying that so everyone thinks about racial identity and bringing down the white devil as the government being their mommy, their daddy, and the one that's going to take care of them. Because the government is the one that pays to have their babies chopped up, and Obama is the one that got the block off to get abortions going in Africa, where they force the women to have abortions and then be sterilized to get a one-time payment. And again, I can hear the argument of people being poor, but when you start saying kill people's babies, the reason they want to kill them is because the globalists inherently don't like black people. And so I want to just give black people a little newsflash here. Okay, the globalists and the government that said they were going to pose as liberals and take over your communities 80 years ago, they've done it. And how is government doing for the black community? 90%+ illegitimacy, highest prison population numbers ever seen in history, highest level of illiteracy. They have destroyed your community with a smiley face. If I put a big smiley face on and pull out a big dagger and started stabbing you in the heart, would it be okay because I was wearing a smiley face?
Well, listen, I'm not going to contest anything that you just said, though, because I see it every day. I see a lot of stuff that go off, and I can't say that it's not true. But at the same time, what can be done? You know, what are the choices? It was two choices.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, I don't particularly like some of the stuff that Louis Farrakhan says when it comes to, you know, whites and this and that. But I agree with him. Don't take money from the system. Well, we've got to go to break. We'll be right back. Stay there, caller.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band. I held Marcos over. Declaring independence. Because he sounds like he's really looking for the truth. We're going to talk to him some more than Mac in New Hampshire, Christian and others. Then I will get into some comments about Veterans Day. And then I will also get into what's really happening with Petraeus, from my view. Dr. Pachinik has a cold, and he knows Petraeus, and he says he's got the inside scoop. He'll be on with us tomorrow. He should be better by then. Gerald Salente's on the nightly news tonight with some breaking news, 7 o'clock Central. Well, I got to get to all this news. By the way, I was in a store the other day, and I finally found bubble gum or sugared gum that didn't have aspartame in it. You know, we did a report last week that you go to grocery stores, there'll be dozens and dozens in some cases of brands. Even the sugared gum has aspartame that rots your brain, gives you cancer, all the big scientific studies, makes you obese, gives you a headache, at least gives me a headache. But I found Stallion gum. Look right here. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's the bubble gum's back that was around when I was a kid. It's the little bubble gum cigarettes. So it's delayed attack, you know. Instead of the kids getting the chemical warfare right there, you get the cigarettes with all their additives here. And my kids were like amazed. They said, wow, finally gum that's not doesn't have aspartame. Daddy, we can finally have gum. They said, look, this doesn't have, literally my son ran, he goes, look, Dad, in the store, doesn't have aspartame. he said, can I have it? Look at that, ingredients. Ingredients right there. Oh, there's the ingredients. got the ingredients. And here, let me just read people the ingredients here. It's corn syrup, gum base, artificial flavors, red dye number 3, blue dye 2, yellow 5, BHA as preservative. So there it is. But it's a cigarette. So it conditions them. See, everything is a brainwashing tool now. There you go. Well, my wife is right about sun damage. I love the sun. And I never put sunscreen on. I look like a leopard or something on TV. Anyways, I don't care. The point is that there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Little cigarettes. And, of course, I ended up letting them have them. I said, okay, I always say no. But I said, here you go. And I tore off the cigarette part and gave it to them so that they wouldn't become conditioned and want to try cigarettes for the first time. I remember when I was a kid, the plastic covered little cigars that had gum inside. And so there you go. You can find gum in a store that does not have aspartame in it, like all these brands over here. But you're going to have to jump through quite a few hoops to do it. And it's going to push something entirely different. A little pack of cigarettes, Stallion, getting you ready to smoke your Marlboro Reds. Now, there it is. Isn't that just special? But that's another conspiracy theory, that any of that, that's not to condition you to smoke cigarettes. And aspartame isn't highly addictive and toxic. And it's not a conspiracy that it's in all the major sugar gum products, not just sugar-free. After everybody exposed that the sugar-free, when it was aspartame, was hurting people, well, they just put it in thousands of products. I'm now finding it in sugar cake mixes. I'm now finding it in stuff at Whole Foods. I'm now finding it everywhere, and I shouldn't be concerned. I should just shut up, and I should just go along with all of it. And so to the guys calling me conspiracy theorist, I apologize. You're right. The government cares about us. Yeah, all those admitted tests killing us and secret tests and stuff, that was just because they care about us. And now the government really likes us, and it wants us to live in compact cities on a subsistence level. Well, now they're announcing if you're going to get welfare in the future, you're going to be sterilized. People can argue, well, hey, that's reasonable. They're having too many kids. But see how the trap was set up to begin with? We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to have to news blitz in the next segment ahead of Paul Watson and then more of your phone calls. I also have the memorandum to Bernadine Burleson, president of Population Council, in activities relevant to the study of population policies, 1969 by Frederick S. J., vice president of Planned Parenthood, payments to encourage abortion, payments to encourage contraception, compulsory abortion of out-of-wedlock pregnancies. They're now starting those in some U.S. states, poor people. And they're saying, you're not up to having a kid. We're going to force abort. That was in the news last week. It wasn't even news. It was like, okay. Housing policies, discouragement of private home ownership. That's what the property tax is about. Stop awarding public housing based on family size. Encourage increased homosexuality, fertility control agents in water supply. That's Department of that's the government working with Planned Parenthood. This is official too. This has been in Congress. We're gonna heck. I'll put a document camera right over here, guys. While we take calls, we can do that or wherever you like. Just aim the document cam, and I can move it wherever the camera's aimed. That's a new system that you having to chase me around. Just boom your document cam. You punch it up, and then I will just that's right on target. Now zoom in on some of that while I talk to the caller. Marcus, go ahead and make your points. I'll stop interrupting. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I could say that I can't argue with you about how it's been a massive influx of the building of prisons everywhere around the country. Just a not state-run, mainly private prisons owned by these private business and corporations. And it's a lot. It's kind of sad that, you know, a lot of people don't take the time to read and find out that it's in plain sight that the Federal Reserve does not belong to this country. It belongs to a private group of people that want to loan money to the country. That doesn't even make sense.
And exactly. And they run Obama. He's who they wanted. Not that Mitt Romney's good. It's that that's who they wanted to create division. And so that's why I'm against Obama. See, if the globalists want my guns, I'm against that. If they want open borders, I'm against that. They want me to take their shots, I don't trust them, I'm against that. Anything they're for, I'm against it. It's really easy. And then I can intellectually, historically, go through each point and explain why I don't take shots from a known group caught poisoning the food and water and giving people syphilis and injecting kids with polio. You know, oh, known murderers? I'm going to take shots they give me? No, I don't think so.
Yes, I can agree with that, you know. But at the same time, you know, you ask for people that have supported Obama, and it would be, you know, I guess, staying in Mississippi and learning the history of Mississippi, slavery not ending in Mississippi.
No, I get it. The other side's so bad, why not vote for Obama? Because at least I've got something in common with him. I get it.
Well, I guess you could say that. You know, a lot of people related to it on that level. And that's what I wanted to tell you. You need to figure out a way the way you could talk to those people, because a lot of these older people, maybe they can't be helped, but it's a lot of kids that listen to these people, and this is all that they see and they know, and it's got to be a growth of knowledge and information.
Sure, and it doesn't mean go vote for Romney. We've all got to get together and reject it all. I mean, you know, the issue is I'm starting to be able to get conservatives to understand we've been taken over. The left is so dumbed down and so buying into evil, it's the quote progressive, and that means moving this agenda forward group. They've labeled everything they do as good, and I'm saying get ready, because when I've had callers last week say I'm racist because I don't want to turn my guns in. I mean, it really comes down to they're going to label the whole New World Order agenda as racist if you're against it. And that's where I'm going with this, Marcus. Meanwhile, the globalist government is targeting the groups that think the government's their friend. The devil doesn't come up to you telling you he's going to eat you for dinner. He wants to get you to lay down and let him put some chains on you and make sure you know puts a rubber ball in your mouth. And then he goes, by the way, you want to see something really scary? And he rips that mask off, and nobody's going to hear you scream. Okay? Nobody's going to hear the little kids they got in their dungeons right now. And believe me, they're in the dungeons right now, getting their teeth torn out with pliers.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Got a big news blitz coming up and continuing with calls from Obama supporters, Christian, Ron, Mac, Jeff, all of you. I promise we'll at least get to those calls. And then tomorrow I'll open the phones up for everybody. But I like to hear about how I'm racist because I'm against 52% of blacks being aborted by Planned Parenthood and others. I'm against it because I don't like seeing 92% illegitimacy in the black neighborhoods after government took over 60 years ago. I don't like seeing Newsweek creating racial division, saying if you're white, you're history on the cover of the new Newsweek showing Obama conquering and Obama supporters calling me and saying, you know, your white reign is over. What? Because you're teamed up with the government, you're going to do what? Oh, take more and more of what I earn, run my life, shut down small businesses so we can collapse like North Korea. I get it. The state is who you love, and the state is who you'll serve. If you go up to Infowars.com, Nomi Prinz was a managing director at Goldman Sachs and been quite liberal. She says the real danger of Obamacare, insurance company takeover of healthcare. Oh, it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. They wrote it. It makes 30-plus million people buy it, and it's making the price go way up, and the government now runs what care you get. Oh, the same government that did all the secret lethal testing on even foster kids, killing them, and injecting black people with syphilis and other kids across the board with polio. Oh, they're going to run my health care now. Oh, doesn't matter that they're your friend. Man arrested for uploading picture of burning poppy on Twitter. Yeah, you know it's Veterans Day, and I want to get into Veterans Day right now, and then I'll get into Los Angeles City Council pushes globalist vegan agenda under Meatless Mondays. You know, the government in New York and other places, the feds tell you what to eat in school. Parents can't pack lunches now all over the country. They're telling, because you can't be trusted. What do you think it is, America, where parents can be trusted to pack the lunch? I was talking to one of my crew members about his, what, six-year-old son at school. They had him writing poetry, and he said that he hated, I think it was Brussels sprouts or something, and they said, oh, you're not allowed to use the word hate. See, so removing the language now, yes, everything you see in authoritarian society, off the chart, government laptops that they issue you, watching you at home, everything's freedom, NSA watching without wiretaps. Obama's re-election spurs wave of state petitions to secede. Adnan Salazar has a key article. Drivers question on guns at federal checkpoint. Very important article by Paul Watson. Election fraud. Obama won more than 99% of the vote in more than 100 Ohio precincts. On and on and on. It's all up at Infowars.com. And it's now the bottom story. Woman describes shocking sexual abuse at hands of TSA. And I can't even say on air what they did to her, but the video is up there on Infowars.com. Here's a new article up there. Man arrested for posting image of burning poppy on Twitter. Now, you see people everywhere over the weekend and today wearing little poppies. And I remember growing up, my dad always had one on Veterans Day. He would, you know, give money to the veterans groups. My issue is it becomes shallow. It becomes, oh, you just say you support the troops, you go out and have a parade. But you don't talk about how the government, you don't talk about how the government is letting the troops use DU for 22 years, killing them since 1990, now expanding that out. And I'll show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv the evil photo that got him arrested. No, you just say, I support the troops, and then that means support the government and expanded wars. They always say, support the troops, win the war, the endless war. And now we have a war on drugs, a war on poverty, a war on extremism, which means returning veterans. So more and more, it's just this empty cover. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can see the article. I've got it punched up on screen if you want to punch that up right here at Infowars.com. Just right there, Dan, if you just punch up my screen. Yeah, there you go. Man arrested for uploading picture of burning poppy on Twitter. Backlash erupts over encroachment of freedom of speech. Remember BBC reporter, of host of One Man and His Dog, said rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. And they said, well, the word homosexual is hateful. Just any word they say is hateful. And so this guy did a thing burning the poppy, saying he doesn't like war, and that's become a symbol of pro-war. And they came and they arrested him. And they're trying to pass similar cybersecurity laws here and cyberbullying. It says where if someone finds what you did hurtful, you're arrested. And see, they'll start with something like, don't let pedophiles have their free speech, when the globalists are actually mainly pedophiles, as we've documented. Or, oh, don't talk bad about the veterans, if people find that distasteful, but then take everybody's free speech. Or, oh, don't have a law where you can't burn the American flag. When you actually pass that law, you burn what the flag symbolizes. A man living in Kent in the south of England has been arrested by police for posting a picture of a burning poppy, sparking an intense backlash from many concerned about the erosion of free speech. Police in Kent have not made it clear whether the man actually took the picture himself or it was a picture from somewhere else online. The image shows a paper poppy, the kind that are sold to the Royal British Legion to commemorate Remembrance Day in Britain, being set on fire with a lighter. The suspect, a 19-year-old in Linford House, who was arrested yesterday on suspicion of malicious telecommunications. So, there you go. When the police were contacted by the good tattletales, that's a Steve Watson article up on both our big sites, PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But enough of that. Continuing here, I want to talk about Veterans Day. But first, I want to play taps here to remember the veterans going back to George Washington and the Continental Army that fought the greatest military the world had ever seen, that had defeated the French, the Spanish, the Dutch, the Austrians, the Portuguese, and many others. in a 6.5 year war. I want to remember our veterans right through to today, because statistically, and I've talked to them, the most patriotic, awake people are our military. Compared to the dumbed down public, the military is heads above the rest. And as bad as the police are, I talked to a lot of police and see their numbers out there. They're really waking up. So I want to remember those that at least, you know, on the surface, put themselves out to defend our republic. And that's why the government says the number one terror threat is the veterans, because they know those are people that actually signed on to defend America. And so when they find out America's under attack by the global foreign banks that have hijacked us, they'll stand up and defend this republic. So on Veterans Day, I salute all of our veterans, even if they were manipulated into being part of corrupt globalist wars. They still did it from their hearts. Like King David did a lot of bad things, but God said he's a man from my own heart, because he repented of it when he found out. And that's why the globalists say you're the number one enemy in the Homeland Security and FEMA reports that are public. Just type in Homeland Security says veterans number one terror threat. You'll get that. They hate you, the veterans. So we love you and we appreciate you. And we hope that we can educate you so you won't be part of this evil takeover. They're trying to destroy the military right now and turn it into a group of socialist ninnies who will carry out the destruction of America. But we think that that's going to be turned around against the New World Order. Let's go ahead and go to Taps. Here it is. Go, ladies and gentlemen, and he salutes those there at Arlington Cemetery if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, the globalists, in a nutshell, use the veterans and their valor and their sacrifice as a package to their tyranny and their evil. They wrap all of their opium growing in Afghanistan, their murder of Pat Tillman, in their fake patriotism, when it turned out they just executed him. They said he was fighting Al-Qaeda, the globalists run. And if you just type in Homeland Security says veterans are biggest terror threat, you will get the official Homeland Security report. And you will also, if you type in Tea Party listed as terrorist, you'll get the Washington Times pointing out the Army is training to take on the Tea Party. So you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, just like they show Obama as a conquering Napoleon, and it says if you're white, you're history, this is a real Newsweek cover. The globalists want to open the borders up, bring in as many foreigners as they can, not to make them hardworking Americans, but to turn them into the new army. It's the government, which is foreign banks, with its foreign political enemies, who they get preferential jobs and treatment. Doesn't matter even what color you are, as long as you're not from America and are coming from a poor country. So they can put you on the government handout. While they demonize the vets, the libertarians, the conservatives, who are pretty much the majority of this country, can never get back into the government because they always have a neocon placeholder, and that's how they walk us into the dark night. Then when the Democrats engage in election fraud and other things and put Obama in over the other puppet, they say, oh, it's because you're not socialist enough and you're not for open borders and abortion and all this. If you do that, Republicans, you'll get elected. Yeah, if we open the borders up, hand in our guns, and support abortion, basically become the Democratic Party, then you'll win. See, that's the fraud. No, the Republicans lost because of fraud, because of dependency, but also because 12 to 20 million, depending on which numbers you look at, Ron Paul supporters just didn't vote for Mitt Romney. And the idea is just let this get as bad as it can get now. Let's just go all the way now. And things are going to collapse, and that's the plan. And then more of you will go on welfare and learn to worship big fat government. All right, we'll get into Petraeus straight ahead, then your phone calls, then more.
Riders on the storm.
We're going to have a flotilla
riders on the storm
of Obama supporters real quick in the next segment, then Paul Watson. So Christian, Mac, and others, I'm going to you. Just be ready. I appreciate you holding. Look, I'm going to get Dr. Pachanik on tomorrow, and he does know Petraeus, and he did run PSYOPs for the State Department and assassinations of foreign leaders. Just look up Steve Pachanik. It's pretty interesting. But the issue is he's saying this is all a neocon false flag. I got to be honest. I don't totally agree with that, just because why did Obama order the stand down? I mean, now it's come out that they had a CIA black site. Of course they did. That's where they took people in Libya to torture them. They launched the whole al-Qaeda revolution against Gaddafi out of Benghazi almost 2 years ago is when it first started the rumblings. And there was a black site down the street. The group that went and killed him, it turned out, was hired to run security in Benghazi. It was al-Qaeda, the al-Qaeda they run. And how the neocons can spin this of like, look, he's not tough on al-Qaeda. Obama was involved in a stand down. So if Pachinik's right, it means neocons in his administration are running things and Hillary did it. Well, Hillary's the one who's going to have to fall on her political sword here. And you've got the neocons now and others trying to call them as witnesses. I just do not buy, and I had Pachinik on to say it, but it doesn't mean I just agreed with him a month ago when he said this was all, when it first happened, staged by them. I mean, I could see that happening using an al-Qaeda element that wasn't under globalist control or under a different faction's control. But this is all about arms going to Syria. That's now come out. We've had Colonel Schaefer and others on. It's all come out. And now it's coming out. They had a big CIA torture command base down the street. And it looks like another unit, part of that, two guys ran down to try to help them. They held it off now for 7 hours. And now we're hearing this this little honeypot, this little operative. That woman on TV with, like, people bragging, I've got a high security clearance and then some. You got to love all these modern-day spies. Like, everybody's supposed to fall down and worship them because they're a spy when there's millions of these spies. That means traitor today, more than ever. Bragging about, I hang out with the general. I mean, it was obvious she was in bed with him. You know, you can see when a woman's proud of some guy she's bedding. And now we hear it's threats she was making to other women, horning in. It's a whorehouse, ladies and gentlemen. The women in high level in the military are camp women. Going back to generals. Hookers. That's where the word hooker comes from, a general hooker that kept a big group of them behind him in the Civil War, a northern general. I'm not saying this woman's a hooker. I'm just saying that's where the word hookers comes from, is General Hooker, historically. Lindsey Graham, we need a Watergate-type committee to investigate Benghazi. Petraeus must testify. I agree with Joel Skousen and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's analysis and others, and that's what the evidence points towards, to make a long story short, that they wanted this guy dead. Now, that might have been groups within the government that advised Obama wrong, so he ordered the stand down. The point is, he's like Nixon. He's caught if they want to destroy him now. Because, you know, again, put him in for the second term, now really put the clamps on so he does exactly what they say. This is part of the globalist balancing power. They always do this. I don't agree with what they're doing. It's just how the criminals counterbalance the criminals. So we'll see if Pachinik can convince me tomorrow or the next day. He's under the weather, but we'll see. He said he'd come on tomorrow. We'll see if that happens. And I'm going to get Tarpley on again. That's always fun. And get his take on all this. I'm really trying to find the truth here. I want to get Colonel Schaefer back on. This is moving quick here on the radio show. He was on the Nightly News, last Thursday. Pretty powerful interview up there. He told me off air, and he said, no, you can say it on air, but he elaborated that, yeah, I know this is pointing towards a hit. In fact, it is a hit. The question is, did Obama order it or somebody else? Pretty powerful info on that front. But now they're saying we need a Watergate-type investigation on Benghazi. Petraeus must testify. Yeah, it's so obvious that, I mean, folks, you go to the Watergate Hotel. It's come out in the news with Porter Goss, the CIA director a while back, and all these guys. It is a madhouse. Two look like two nerds. We got their photos up there, the two little lovebirds. As if that's not obvious what's going on there. Anyways, and these women climbing socially with the sex and all of it. Again, I'm not knocking people. I mean, at least Petraeus, it appears, isn't part of the rest of the guild up there that It's not just they only like men, they like underage ones, which is absolutely abominable. So I guess his only crime is he likes women. I've made that joke more than once. But the point here is it's a sick joke that they don't let you get to that position unless you're compromised. Well, we've had three generals the last month step down because of sex stuff. It's kind of like their heart plug that Baron Harkonnen has to pull and you bleed to death, or a little exploding political bombs in their carotid arteries. That's what's going on here is they're always attached. I mean, you don't get anywhere unless you've got four or five mistresses, and usually that's not enough. You know, you've got to do a lot of more horrible things than that. So I'll finish up with what I think's going on here, then we'll be right back and get to your calls and watch.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white.
Okay, we've got some breaking TSA news with Paul Watson here, but I promised to go to some more of the Obama supporters to get their take on, well, some say I'm evil and racist because I don't like government-run health care and don't want to turn my guns in. Others are more reasonable and say, well, Romney's really bad, wanted to launch wars. We think he's better, than Romney. And I can get that argument at some level. The fact is Obama is so bad on every front and will launch just as many wars that I know that's why the elite put him in there. Finishing up with Petraeus, this is the season of scandals. They'll use this to distract from other issues in the economy. They'll use it to play political football as kind of a balance of power in the structure so Obama doesn't get too much power. But they always had this stuff on her. And the claim that the FBI got it because there were complaints, they already had that just waiting there. And that, oh, they accidentally learned about all this right as he was supposed to testify. Give me a break. They sit on this dirt until they're ready to use it. And clearly, the ambassador was not going along with giving missiles to Al-Qaeda that were stored at the facility, 15,000 of them, 10,000 of them, heat-seeker missiles. In fact, I was corrected by Colonel Schaefer and looked it up. I was saying only a few thousand were heat-seeking. Most of them, more than two-thirds, over 10,000 to 15,000, are heat-seeker. Point is, the ambassador didn't play ball and had to be eliminated. And that's what Pachinik says, but he says, oh, the neocons didn't like him because he was an Arabist. That means, I guess, he was snuggled up to the Arabs and there was some other double cross going on. The point is, Obama lied about this, and he's been caught lying. That's admitted. He knew it was a sophisticated, coordinated attack. It went on for 7 hours, not an hour, and they ordered a stand down. And that's now coming out, and this is big, because the system is promoting it, and it's now out there. There's all sorts of scandals, like the stupid fake bin Laden rescue thing. So we'll continue to track all of that, but this is really a way to just bring down Obama if they want. If he does everything he's told, then he may be left alone. So they're puppets, but they're important puppets. Briefly here, a lot of people, because I see it in the comments and stuff, are asking what they should do to be prepared. I've told you, you should have a high-quality ProPure water filter, plus it supports the broadcast, discounted 15% with the promo code WATER15 at InfoWarsStore.com. And you should get storable foods. Where do I get my storable foods? Well, I get them from eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the 6 free meal deal they've got, where they'll ship you 6 free meals to test out some of their products. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can also give them a call if you have any questions. They've got them for special diets. They've got non-GMO. They've got a whole bunch of different variants and varieties all right there available at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And they are the biggest and the oldest continually operating operation up in Utah. They're the experts. Steve Shank, this is where I get my food. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. Okay, let's hurry now before we go to Watson. To Christian in New Jersey, thanks for holding. You've been a trooper. I'll give you the floor. Where are you on the Obama situation?
Yes, Alex. How are you, Alex? Instead, I took over the phone. My wife, you know, she's an Obama lover. I'm not.
Okay, well, what's your take on all this?
My take on all this is that we've been deceived from the beginning, Alex. I'm a child. I was a child at one time, like you. I'm 52 now. They've been saying things are going to get better, better, better. It's been a sham since I'm a child. Nothing has gotten better. We've got demons that run for presidency. We got people that are so numbed down, they don't see anything. I've had AR-15s put at me in the last couple of months. 9 millimeters from these state troopers up here in Long Valley, New Jersey. They're all corrupt. Alex, this town was called Germantown at one time. Forget about it. It's full of Nazis. They drink fluoride. They're trying to put fluoride pills into people's wells out here in Jersey.
I saw that. In fact, I have a bunch of fluoride news here I'm going to mention in a moment since you brought this up, sir. But what's incredible is I'm seeing now if there's a bank robbery somewhere in a city, say like Denver, that was on the news a month ago, but it's happening everywhere, they'll set up a checkpoint randomly on purpose with news cameras and point M16s at cars full of people just to get you used to it. That's what they're doing. And I actually have a stack of fluoride news here. We have a victory, huge fluoride victory in Wichita. Voters say no to the water supply, chemical additive linked to brain damage. But here's the bad news. Remember Tampa and Pinellas County voted with over 1 million people in the county to get the water out? Big money came in and ousted the two Republicans that got the fluoride out. And the other guy has sworn here in the Tampa Bay Times to get it back in the water and apologize for being against it. So, I mean, it's electronic voting machines. But absolutely, I mean, folks, they're killing us with fluoride. They don't care about us. What, again, I know Romney was bad, but what do you make of the Obama supporters all giddy and laughing and calling in going, you lost, you know, you failed, you know, your guy didn't get in. Ah, I mean, it's crazy.
Might go on that, man. They're all, listen, Obama gives them food stamps. They don't have to do anything. I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Listen, I've seen the worst and the best. Okay? They're selling of drugs. Forget it. The drugs are out there. War on drugs is a sham. That's taking our money and putting it in someone else's pocket, maybe a Rothschild or one of the Bilderbergs.
No, exactly. You make it illegal so they make higher prices, then they take our liberties looking for the stuff they put on the streets.
Absolutely. They're a bunch of bums, dirty maggot cockroaches. The way you say it, Alex, I love you for that. The only thing I don't like what you say is you talk about ex-cons. Ex-cons change their ways. After 10 years, they should be able to arm themselves to the tilts if it's legal. You know what I'm saying? As long as it wasn't violent crimes for the ex-cons. Because they're
people. Oh, wait. You may have missed what I was saying. God bless you, sir. Great caller. You must have missed what I was saying. We have the biggest prison population the world's ever seen. We have double the people in prison than communist China, and they outnumber our population 4-1. They're 1.25 billion. We're 315 million. Do the math. Almost four times our population. I'm doing that longhand in my brain. When you guys pull up, it's 4-1, I know, but just double check it for me. But get the newest census numbers. I think it's 1.3 billion actually now in China. The issue here is that once they've gotten you into the criminal justice system for marijuana, or you're a kid and you rob something out of a mailbox when you're 14, they're now trying to keep those records and keep you in the system so they can take your rights for stuff you did as a kid. And I wasn't really a troublemaker other than getting in fights and stuff. But I mean, nowadays they throw people in jail for a long time for the type of stuff I did. You know, stuff like stealing beer out of golf carts, being in the truck with kids, and they were tying chains to street signs, ripping them out of the ground. I mean, I'd do a lot of that, but I was there, you know, doing a few things you'd probably get killed nowadays doing. Yeah, they're almost 1.4 billion now, 1,339,000,000. And so you add 315 million into that. Yeah, it's four times our population plus. So the point is that. Yes, no. I believe, like we had pre-1968 Gun Control Act, you got out of jail in the old days, they'd hand you your guns. If you were arrested with a gun that was legally yours, they'd give you your gun back when you got out of prison. And that's what it's all about. You got your gun, buddy. I got mine. And you try to do something to me and my family, I'm going to use my Second Amendment to put you 6 feet under. Look at Chicago. Look at New York. Look what they've done. I got to go to Watson. Then I'll get to the other Obama supporters, Mac and Jeff and Ron. I promise if I have to go into overdrive, I'll get to you. Continuing here, bringing up Paul Joseph Watson. Watson, before we get into the national opt-out campaign, tell us about this unbelievably painful-to-watch video up at Infowars.com of this lady and what TSA is now doing to women's genitals. They now grab your genitals and ask you questions about them. This has been confirmed. Tell us about that and the national opt-out film the TSA campaign and how important it is for people when they film it to post it and in the byline say that, you know, national film the TSA day. Go ahead, Paul Watson.
Well, you know, another day, another TSA scandal. It happens every day. This was a 58-year-old woman who was traveling through Birmingham, Alabama. And basically, she set off the metal detector. She had a grope down, which involved the TSA agent literally squeezing her genitalia.
And they're supposed to take the medical card. She's got knee implants. They just ignored those. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, she had invasive grope down after invasive grope down. And they basically came around her in a huddle, all these TSA agents, and started insinuating in public that she had a penis, that she had a protrusion on the left side of her inner thigh. So basically, they go to a back room, they perform, I mean, she must have been groped down about four or five times by the end of it. Eventually, a TSA agent does the pat down, says, "There's nothing here, what are you talking about?" refuses to even wonder. And she's let go on her way. I mean, you'd have to watch her video to get the full sense of it. But just another day, another scandal. And the fact is that the TSA now has 65,000 employees, up from 16,500 since 9/11. And of course, we know they're expanding. They're not just in airports. They're on highways. They're at political events, you know, music concerts, even school prom nights. So this whole cop out of let's just boycott the airlines and not fly doesn't work because they're everywhere. They're on the highways, they're flagging down truck drivers, and they're expanding like a virus, you know, four times the amount of employees since they were formed 10 years ago, and it's only getting bigger and bigger. And the studies that have been done actually show that in these times of austerity, when we're being all told to cut our cloth, if you got rid of the TSA, replace them with private screeners, not only would they be more efficient, you know, the TSA's never caught a terrorist. They've actually let slip 16 terrorists. 70% of the weapons that go through airports are not detected by TSA. So they're provably useless. Their body scanners are useless. They can't detect objects sewn inside the clothing. And yet you would save $1 billion. You would screen 65% more passengers if you replace TSA with private security, which a few airports are now doing. But another stat is, and this is beyond all the indignity and, you know, harassing cancer survivors, disabled veterans that we hear every day, the simple numbers show that this agency needs to be abolished immediately. You go through a TSA X-ray body scanner one time, and that equals the same threat posed by you being killed in a terrorist attack. So these scanners that are supposedly there to stop terrorists are actually going to kill more people than terrorists. More people are going to get cancer. So you can go across the board, and the numbers prove that they should be abolished immediately. The private screeners can do a better job. And that's before you even get to the privacy debate and the scandal after scandal that the TSA has been involved in.
And with the criminal mindset of the globalists, they're all about dominating us and throwing it in our face. I'm going to tie Lance Armstrong into this, if you guys will punch up the screen I've got here. Lance Armstrong's trolling comments, Forbes is reporting, the disgraced cyclist posted to a popular photo site an image of him lying around in his Austin trophy room off of Lake Austin. The photo shows Armstrong relaxing in his trophy room in Austin, Texas, basking in the glow of his seven famed Tour de France jerseys. Back in Austin, just laying around, was the caption. Purely meant, obviously, to just get in everybody's face about the fact that they've stripped him of his trophies. Now, I'm not here demonizing Lance Armstrong, even though he made money off cancer, treatments and not telling folks that it's being engineered. I know I got the information to him. It's the fact that that's that mindset. They're coming after him. He's going to get criminal charges. There's no doubt down the road because he has testified before in court and perjured himself. And he's still arrogantly showing people his jerseys like a primitive monkey or something waving around. You know, it's like royalty wearing gold crowns. This mindset of dominator loves to flaunt petty signets of power in front of our face. This is the sociopath / psychopath worldview. And again, we'll put the photo up here on screen. And that ties into the same arrogance of government and their minions, the TSA. But I want to say this. The bullying, the dominating, the going after women, the making old ladies that can't walk, having people help them get up, the screaming at people that's happened to my grandmother in Houston Airport when she's on crutches. I mean, just things you couldn't believe. This is what tyranny is. They do it because that's why they're in control, because they like to do it. What is abhorrent to those of us that have art, that have fire in our soul, that have creativity, those of us that love energy that's good, those of us that love wholesomeness, we're the enemy of these people. It's all about domination for them. And it's time we stand up to them. You know, good people take it like it's rude or dominant to get back in dominant people's faces. No, you've got to do it. You've got to stand up and crush these people politically. Paul Watson.
Well, I mean, that's exactly it. They get off on it. And that's proven by the fact that people who disobey or even mildly complain about TSA security procedures are punished. You know, there was a case a few weeks ago about somebody, quote, smacked in the testicles for merely raising a bone of contention about a TSA grope down. There was a case a couple of weeks before that. A guy had $500 stolen out of his wallet after he'd gone to a private screening with another two TSA agents. He came back. The other TSA agent had stolen his money. So they actually punish people. There was a woman kicked off a flight merely for, quote, having a bad attitude, or the fact she wasn't happy about them testing her drink that she'd purchased inside the airport. And then all these other ridiculous obedience policies like, you know, the chat downs, and the freeze, the so-called all-stop policy, where people are made to stand in one place like statues and not move, just a pure expression of authority, no purpose behind it whatsoever. It's obedience training. It's ridiculous. And the TSA admits that they can't even enforce these policies with any kind of law. Of course, the majority of Americans in that poll we took would like to turn TSA agents into God. That shows how much we're up against. But the TSA admits on its own website that you can freely film their security procedures so long as you're not involved with them. So that's exactly what we're going to do as part of this opt-out and film campaign. And it's infowars.com/opt-out. It's opt-out of the naked body scanners, opt-out of the ridiculous obedience training, and exercise the First Amendment in filming the TSA, because we've learned that when they're filmed and when they know they're being recorded, they treat people with more dignity.
Sure, and every day is filmed the TSA day, but starting next Monday, running through the busiest travel time of the year, shoot it, you know, film it, put it up there. And also, we've got some flyers up there about the radiation dangers of the scanners. I think it's a good idea to hand some of those out to people and then upload it to YouTube. And when they all act like you're a criminal, we also have linked on there where they admit you can film them. Okay, so it's also important to hand them that. Like when the NSA told my reporters they couldn't film the NSA building, I had them hand them a article about the NSA losing lawsuits. And they didn't grab their footage like they've done the local San Antonio TV and news, because we told them, hey, we know you're exceeding your constitutional authority. Some breaking news up at Infowars.com on the TSA. Not just do they now go in the pants and touch women's genitals, they make fun of it and ask them if it is a male organ. And this is all part of the domination. And what they admit, they've done even ABC News pieces on it. They will scan your bags if it's got money or any jewelry they want, or if it's got drugs they want, depending on what type of criminal it is. They will then call you for a private grope room, rape room type situation. And while they may take you there an hour, while they steal everything out of your bags. And, I mean, they've had them plead guilty to stealing upwards of $1 million a year. in these prisoner training facilities. We've got big articles about the FEMA camps in New York and New Jersey, hellish, kicking the media out, people huddling, freezing, people dying of exposure. It is just hellish. It is government. It's what you saw in the Superdome. So all of you begging for your Obama phone, you're going to be getting it. We're going to take a few of those in overdrive in a moment. But breaking up at Infowars.com right now, linked in red. Watson's written three articles today. Talk about prolific with all our other great writers. Aaron Dyke says the coming refloridation of Pinellas County, Florida. Amazing how big money came in and did that. And then we've got Watson's article, Texas bill would ban invasive TSA pat-downs. Again, that's a great headline, but the point is Texas prepares for war with TSA again. The point is, it's new. It's new. Watson, that's a great headline, but I don't think people are going to understand that it is a new fight, kind of like the 10th Amendment Center rematch. Texas takes on the TSA again. They've got an article on it. Maybe you should just add rematch to the start of the headline so people understand that it is back on. So very exciting. That passed unanimously in the House. Dewhurst killed it procedurally with the weasel Perry. That and his love of forced inoculations that he fraudulently said was the law is what most political pundits in the polls said destroyed Rick Perry. But it doesn't matter. You got your globalist money, so that's what matters, you dirtbags. This former CIA operative working with Klaus Barbie down in South America. I mean, Dewhurst looks like a psychopath from a movie. So in fact, Hollywood hire him to play killers in movies. I mean, been around the guy personally at the Capitol. Looks like a demon. You are. You're an un-American piece of trash. Anyways, I don't want people abusing American citizens. Go ahead, Watson. Any other points you think you should add about Infowars.com/opt-out? Have we added that /opt-out on Prison Planet 2?
Yeah, it redirects to there. Yeah, basically on the Texas bill, it would also ban basically the TSA removing a child from their parents' custody, which they like to do because they like to conduct the grope downs on minors as well. So not only would it ban touching the genitals, it would ban that as well.
And they can't. The convicted pedophiles in hundreds of cases can't take them to a private pedo area.
Exactly. But with the opt-out campaign, basically, I just wanted to say, we want other activist groups to get involved. This is not just an Infowars.com thing. We need everybody to get involved. And we're quite happy to give you the promotion. The email's on that page.
Yeah, let's be clear. You can say it's your idea. This is about me being able to fly without perverts dragging my daughters off to a dungeon. They're now setting up highway checkpoints. It's about defeating the TSA. LouRockwell.com has been helping. A lot of others have Drudge Report. Linked to some of our articles about it a few weeks ago. Thank you to DrudgeReport.com. We need everybody's help. Now is the time. Thanksgiving is coming.
Exactly. We need all the We Are Change groups involved as well. But the flyers at Infowars.com/opt-out. All the information's there. We're going to be updating that page more and more over the next few days. And it's November 19 to 26, so it's 1 week today is when it starts. You can do it before that and get the video to us whenever you like, but as long as you get it to us within that 2 week period. And my email is on there. You can either email the video directly to me. Of course, we'll also be looking out on YouTube. Make sure you put the right tags in it, TSA opt out and film, so we can pick up the video.
Great job, Watson. Obama supporter straight ahead. Obamanoids. Gerald Celente, tonight's nightly news, 7, PrisonPlanet.tv. 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 PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Moving quick here, Jeff in California says he supports Obama, listening on an Android app. So, Jeff, why are you supporting Obama?
Well, I really think that Obama is part of a much greater agenda than most of the Obama supporters even think of. I think that the fact that, you know, Prop 37 failed in California and, you know, everything that's going as planned. We need this stuff to happen for population control, and I think Obama agrees with most of us on that, and it's sad that you don't.
Say that again, sir.
Oh, I was saying that the population control with the GMO foods and everything, I think with voting Obama in, that he can push that through and make sure that we get that taken care of, because it's a must for our future.
Well, Obama is full of pro-GMO people like no one else and is pushing it on us. Are you saying, what are you getting at? Well, yeah, I do run into a lot of Democrats that are actually eugenicist and conscious of it. So you think that's good?
Yeah.
So you're pro-Obama because he wants to kill the minorities?
Not necessarily kill. He wants to save humanity in the future.
No, I understand. That's what they say. Just get rid of everybody. Okay. Well, at least you're honest about it. So you like forced abortions too?
I can agree on some level, sure.
Yeah.
Would you, let's say, what about if some woman had maybe was a rape victim? And
sure, sir. I understand all the hypothetical stuff out there. My issue is we know where all this comes from. We know where it leads. It's called Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany. Those were all scientific tyrannies for the same reasons by the bean counters on top that think they know best. I appreciate your call. Unbelievable. Mac in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really for either one of them, but I think I hated Romney more because he was more for Israel, and that's why I didn't want him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They were just talking to me in my ear. What were you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want Romney because Romney was more for Israel. And I don't really agree with anything Israel does.
Well, they've done a pretty good job at acting like Obama is anti-Israel, but I actually find it to be the opposite.
So he is for Israel then?
Yeah, you see, there's a difference between rhetoric and stuff on the surface. Well, yeah, he's pledged eternal fealty to whoever runs Israel, and that he wants to, you know, go after Iran and all that. I mean, both candidates took turns seeing who could prostrate themselves greater before Israel.
Okay, then. So, I know you always think Israel is okay, but, you know, I look at it this way. You got young kids, and I pray for you. I've got a young son, and I know that Israel has half its missiles pointed at America. I do not like Israel. I wish Israel would get blown off the map, to be honest with you.
Well, let me say this. It's like a guy calling in earlier saying, I know you're against felons owning guns. I've actually said get rid of the 68 Gun Control Act, because a felon who's still a bad guy, most of them are innocent, it turns out, but a felon who's still a bad guy is going to have a gun anyways. So I need my guns. Now they're putting people who've done nothing wrong in jail as felons to get our guns. I'm against it. And it's the same thing with what you just said. I don't just blindly support Israel, but I don't mindlessly or blindly just hate Israel. Israel, all these countries are run by corrupt, out-of-control groups. And when I do criticize Israel, those that hate Israel have such a narrative that I must work for Israel or something that it couldn't be true. They get even more upset. So, Obama's in there, man. Just enjoy. The megabanks put him in, and I just cannot believe how incredibly supportive people are of Obama out there. They really think he's going to save them, and it is just so sad. That's all I'm saying. It's the love of Obama that is so shocking and so out of control. Retransmission coming up. Gerald Celente tonight, InfoWars Nightly News. Lord.